All right. Okay, let's get started here. So the last thing we saw was four cases where we're machalik between Isra being Mavir Dalet Amos for Shisarabim and Hotza Mir Shisayachad for Shisarabim. Right, so one case was the position of the Mi'iri and Daf Gimel and Beis. And then what do we see in the Mi'iri and Daf Gimel? Mi'iri Daf Gimel. Q.
I only have the ramifications, I don't have the case.
Okay, so that's fair. Give me one again. What's one case where we saw a distinction? What's the case in Ksuvus Lamed Aleph?
Can you repeat the question?
So we started to see a couple. We saw that the Mechayiv of Hutzah is Nakira, Hanacha, Nechila for Shuyos. Right. So then we wondered, is there room to distinguish between the role of those factors in Nechila for Shuyos and in Dalet Amos for Shisarabim? So where do we see a distinction?
So,
Ksuvus Lamed Aleph. There's a problem in the Pesach of the Rambam.
Rambam, he puts them together, I believe.
So I'm sosur himself a little bit. Because when it comes to Dalet Amos per Shisarabim, Saram says you have Kimle Bajab Mine from the time of the Akira all the way down to the time of the Hanacha. Everything in between is the Torah, it's considered the Ma'isa Avera, and you have Kimle Bajab Mine for the duration. So Reb Chaim, but when it comes to Chila for Shuyos, it was clear in the Rambam that you're Chayiv for everything that happens in between, meaning there's no Ma'isa Avera in between the Akira and the Hanacha and the Chila for Shuyos. The Shasa Isser is either the Akira, the Hanacha, or the Chila for Shuyos. So when it comes to Al Dalet Amos Shisarabim, you have an extended Isser. When it comes to Chila for Shuyos, you have an instantaneous Isser. Right? That was one distinction. Then we also saw the position of the Mi'iri and Daf Gimel on the base. But the Mi'iri there suggested that even if you hold in general, Yesh Yediya L'chati Shir, right? Which means that if you split up your Yediya Sachet, which means that let's say you at 1 o'clock, you did half a shir of an avera, then you remember that you did the avera, that's a yediyah, and then later on in the day you do a second half of the ma'isa avera, and you have a yediyah for that half. So if you pass in yesh yediyah l'chatz yishir, you're pater, because there's nothing combining the two separate parts of the avera that you did. So the Mi'iri said that that's true in general, but when it comes to akira hanacha and chila for shuyos, so even the mandamar who holds yesh yediyah l'chatz yishir will hold. In this case of Akira and Hanacha, ain't yediyah l'chatz yishir. Why? Because the Akira below Hanacha is absolutely inconsequential. So the Mi'iri says, but when it comes to Dalet Amos per Shisarabim, so then there is yesh yediyah l'chatz yishir even for Akira below Hanacha. Meaning, if you do an Akira and you walk 2 amos per Shisarabim, then you forget about it. And then you do another 2 amos and you remember the second 2 amos, so there we'll say yesh yediyah l'chatz yishir. So somehow you have to say there's a difference between the relationship between the Akira and the Hanacha when it comes to Dalet Amos, and when it comes to Chila for Shuyos. Then we saw another distinction between Dalet Amos and Chila for Shuyos, based off Rashi, Tosfos, and the Kapos Tamarim in Sukkah Daf Mem Gimel. What do we see there? Chana, do you remember? You may not have been here for it. Okay, so there we saw a distinction. Let's say you do an Akira. Do you remember?
You change your mind in the middle.
Excellent.
This is by Shofar.
This is by the Shofar case.
Yeah, so pick it up to blow it and you find out it's not working. So then you did Akira with the knowledge not to leave, but then you walk out, so the Akira has been separated from the rest.
Excellent.
Of the...
Excellent. So if you pick up a chepetz in a Rosh HaSayachid with Das, not to take it out of the Rosh HaSayachid, and then while you have the object in your hand, you change your mind and you walk outside, so generally we say you're pater, at least when it comes to Chila for Shuyos. Rashi and Sukkah seem to suggest that that's only true for Chila for Shuyos, but if I pick up an object with Das to stay within my 4 amos, and then later I change my mind and I walk out of my 4 amos with that Akira, so the din seems to be that I'm chayiv. So whereas changing your mind for Chila for Shuyos is considered a p'tur, changing your mind within Dalet Amos is not considered a p'tur. Now that could be for one of two reasons. Either it could be a difference in the mechayiv, the role of the Akira is different in Dalet Amos than it is in Chila for Shuyos, or it could be that just the way we look at the changing of mind is different in the two cases. It could be that switching your mind from 4 amos to 5 amos is not a significant change. Switching your mind from staying within one rishus to going into another rishus is a significant change. It's a shinei hadas. So there are 3 cases, and we had a 4th. There was a remarkable position of the Ravid, quoted by the Ramban in the Shita Mekubetzes in Ksuvus Lamed Aleph. The Ravid was bothered by one of the cases in the Gemara. Anybody remember the case in the Gemara? This is the last thing we spoke about.
Is this the barrel case?
Okay, so it's the contrast to the barrel case. At the Gemara, it's clear from the Gemara in Daf Ches Amud Aleph in Shabbos that if you don't actually lift the object off the ground, so the Gemara has a case. Let's say you have a barrel like this. This is the barrel. And you just keep rotating it 90 degrees. Okay, all the way through. So there's never an akira off the ground. So the Gemara there says, if you drag that four amos precious rabbi, you're potter. The Raivin was bothered by a Gemara in Ksiv Islamat Aleph, where the Gemara said that if you drag an object, how you megara v'yotze, that's you drag an object, or contemporaneously, let's say you push a stroller from one Rosh Hashayachid into Rosh Hashayachid. So there's no akira, you're never lifting it off the ground. So the Gemara in Bava Kamma assumed that you're chayiv for that. So asks the Ravid, where's the Akira? So the Ravid had a tremendous chiddush. What did he say?
That if you're okay from a reshut, that's Akira.
Excellent. Enough. Akira, stavar min ha-reshus, is also considered an Akira. So the definition of lifting an object up on Shabbos is not necessarily lifting it off the ground, but the real mechayiv is uprooting it from its reshus. So if you could take an object out of its reshus without ever picking it off the ground, the Ravid argues that you're chayiv, right? But the Ramban,
if it's in Rosh Harabim, then you should be fired.
You shouldn't be.
Right.
So that's what the Ramban says for the Ravid. So the Ramban, this is our fourth nafkamina between Chilaf Rishiyos and Dalet Amos. The Ramban suggests that the Ravid's Chiddush of Akiras Davar Mimkomo, that's considered an Akira, that's only true for Chilaf Rishiyos. It's not true for Dalet Amos Rishiyos Harabim. So if you drag an object for Amos in Rishiyos Harabim, that's not considered to be an Akira. So that also could stem from one of two reasons. That could either be because the role of Akira is defined differently in Dalet Amos Rishus Rabim, or it could be that Dalet Amos on their own don't constitute a separate Rishus unless you have an Akira going along with it. Okay, so we have four nafkaminas between Dalet Amos Rishus Rabim, Chilaf Rishios, with respect to the role of the Akira and the Hanacha. So what we have to examine today is what's the status, halachically, of this divided Maisa Avera. Okay, you took Isra of Hutza, which is comprised of three parts, and you cut it in half. Right? One person does the Akira, and somebody else does the Hanacha. That's the case in our Mishnah, and that's the case on Gimel Manal. So what's the status of that broken up Maisa Avera? So what do we know so far? Do we know that you're Pater for that case? One person does the Akira, one person does the Hanacha. What? Yeah, we know that you're Pater. The Shaila is, what level of Patur do you have? Okay, you're Pater Midoraisa, at least from Shabbos. Is there any other Isser involved? Okay, so what other Isser can there be? So there could be an Isser of Chatzi Shir. Right? Why don't you say that you violated the Avera b'Chatzi Shir? So Mamela, if you hold in general that Chatzi Shir is Aser Min HaTorah, so then doing an Akira without a Hanacha should also be considered an Isser d'Oraisa. Truth be told, if you remember we saw the Shita of Rashi and Daf Gimel, where Rashi said that the Pturi d'Aslu d'Chi of Chatas is the Akira. Right, there's still an Isser, or there's more of an Isser with doing an Akira without the Hanacha than doing a Hanacha without the Akira. So the Rashash, commenting on Shitas Rashi, explained the Isser, why. Rashash in the back of the Gemara. Rashash and Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Tiver Masl Mishecha Shecha, sorry, Tiver Masl, Rashash and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibur Hamaschil, Rashi Pture Da'asi. So Rashash said, Nirul Anias Da'ati, the Fli Ma'ad Kaiman, the Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah. Since we pass in Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah, the Af Bi Isurei Shabbos, even when it comes to Shabbos, we'll say Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah. Mefari Shatam the Chazit Tarufei. The reason for Chatzi Shir being Aser is because of Chazit Tarufei. Vezelo Shayach Rak Ba'akiros. And the Svara of Chazit Tarufei is only Shayach, is only applicable to Nakira. Okay. So what are the assumptions that the Rashash is making? Rashash is saying an Akira, the reason why Rashi says that the Akiros are more problematic is because it is an Isser of Chatzi Shir, A. B, the Svara of Chatzi Shir, Asim Natorah, is only true to Akiros, not to Hanachos. Okay, so what are the assumptions that the Rashash is making? Benji, what do you think of the Rashash?
Not certain?
Do you agree with his application of Chatzi Shir? You understand what he's saying?
Not exactly, sorry.
Okay, so he's saying that an Akira without a Hanacha is an Isser of Chatzi Shir. Hanacha without an akira would not be an iser of chatzi shir. Because the Gemara in Yuma gives a rationale for the iser of chazil tzarufe. It's combinable.
Only one end combined with the other end.
Right, so only the akira could combine to the hanacha. That's his proposition. But other than that, what's he assuming in this case?
It doesn't seem more chatzi shir. It means, I guess, like, it feels like one needs something else like to boost it up. And not as if it's like chatzi shir, just like.
Chana.
Why
isn't a chazir? Okay, so Chana is pointing out that there's one assumption here that's vulnerable, that there's only chazir tzarufe for the akira. Right? Why is hanacha not chazir tzarufe? Well, pragmatically, if I just do a hanacha, somebody else did akira, I do the hanacha. So the hanacha can't combine now to a chiyuv.
But if you're holding, if someone else is a full akira and you do half a hanacha, you could still do that. Like you still, if you put half of what you have down, you could still put their other half down.
I mean, if you do like, but half a hanacha wouldn't give you a chiyuv. Meaning a full akira, if you do an akira, you could end up doing a hanacha. If somebody else did the akira and you're doing the hanacha, so you can no longer become chayiv. Okay, so that's, but one of some, I think you're right, you might be right for another reason. Meaning you might say that, what does the Gemara mean, the Gemara Numa, what does it mean when it says chazit starufe? Right? The Rashash is understanding chazit starufe in a very pragmatic sense. Right, you'll see that other people take it differently. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say something along those lines, but like the game of chazir is through phase, like right, because it has because like right, if you have eat a full kazayis of a dover iser, then like that clearly indicates that the chayfet is a chazir shalis.
Right, meaning it depends. It's the question turns on the definition of chazir tarufe. Is chazir tarufe telling you the character of chazir shir asim na Torah? The reason why the Torah says that don't eat a kazayis of iser. So then the Torah says, you can't even eat chatzi shir because we're worried that you might end up violating the full-fledged iser. That's the character of the iser chatzi shir. It's a concern that you might finish. Or you might say, like Gabe is saying, second definition of chatzi shir, that's not talking about the character of the iser chazit starufe. Chazit starufe is the indicator that this is also defined as a chefza disura. So the Torah says, don't eat a kezayis of chametz. So now let's look at what's the status of half a kezayis. So you might say, well, since it's combinable to an iser, so al karchach, you see that there's a shame iser already within chatzi kezayis, right? Meaning the chazir tzarufe is an indicator that there is a shame iser even in less than the shir. The shir is a technicality in being chayiv onshin. And then you'll say that even if there's no concern of chazir tzarufe, chatzi shir will still be asur min haTorah. Because it's never about a concern lest you finish. It's just telling you that their vada is a shame iser here. Okay?
Then why is that called
chazit? Chazit sarufe. So we'll see in the Gemara in Yuma in a second. Okay? But even. Yeah.
Another problem with assuming is
chazit. Let me just finish the thought for a second. So then you might say that hanacha, since hanacha in general combines with an akira to make an iser, then in this case also, where it happens to not have combined, there's also a shame iser in the hanacha. That's just finished. Yeah.
Isn't there also an issue that this is different than other cases of chatzi shir that you have? I don't remember.
Excellent.
I forget where it was. Maybe Torah Kohanim, where it says the cases of you tie one knot or you write one letter. Those are you're doing less of the same action versus two different actions.
Okay, excellent. You might argue with Rashash's fundamental assumption here that the category of chatzi shir applies to hotzah, or at least to this case of hotzah. Why? Because in general, chatzi shir means you're doing less of the avera. But over here, when you've split up the akira and the hanacha, maybe there's no shame hotzah at all. So normally it's that you eat chatzi zayis. So that's half of an iser. But when you have an akira without a hanacha, maybe there's no shame iser whatsoever. So maybe that chatzi shir is not even applicable to akira and hanacha. Okay, so that's what we have to analyze for a second. So what's the basis of the iser of chatzi shir? So it comes up in a Gemara in Yuma, and daf ayin dalet amud aleph. Okay, so what's the machlokas there? Ayin dalet amud aleph. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Good. Chatzi shir asur min haTorah or mutar min haTorah. Excellent. Right. What is Rabbi Yochanan Paskin? Rabbi Yochanan Paskin's asur min haTorah. Okay. So the Gemara explains. The Gemara. What's the rationale for Rish Lakish? Why is it mutar min haTorah? Yeah, achila. How's it go? Achila ka asar achmana. Achila amar achmana v'laka. You need an achila, and in chatzis shir there's no achila. What's Rabbi Yochanan's response? Before you get to kol chalev. What's his rationale? Kivan dechazi l'itztarufe isura ka'achil. Rabbi Yochanan said that since it's chaz l'itztarufe isura ka'achil. So you can see within the language of the Gemara that ambiguity of chaz l'itztarufe is there. Is he saying chaz l'itztarufe, therefore it's aser? Or he's saying since it's chaz l'itztarufe isura ka'achil. Right? By virtue of the fact that it can be combined, you see that he's eating a chafzeh di isura. So that ambiguity is already there in the Gemara. The Achronim point to a nafkamina. What happens in a case where you eat chatzi, let's say chatzi koseves, on Yom Kippur, samuch le motzei Yom Kippur, where there's no time to finish? So do you have an issur of chatzi shir? So Achronim talk about this explicitly. So you have two tshuvos I talk about. You have the tzlach, the Nor Yehuda in his chidushim to psach mandaf mem zayin. So he asked the question about motzei Yom Kippur. So if you say chazit tarufe is technical, it's a concern lest you finish. So here there's no concern. If you think it's just a way of indicating there is a shame isser, then over here you have to be just as worried. Or a similar question, also raised by the Nodi Behuda in his Chuvos, in our Chaim Simon Nun Gimel. Let's say you do malacha right before the end of Shabbos. You start doing a malacha right before the end of Shabbos, and it's clear you won't have enough time to finish. So it's the same Shiloh. Okay. And then you also have the Rashash in our Gemara. Because the Rashash here is assuming, like Chana pointed out, that Chazir Sarufa is technical. Because he'll only apply it to Akira, which could be finished, not to Hanacha, which was already started. Okay. So that's one question when it comes to Chatzi Shir. Okay. How do you understand Chazir Sarufa? Yeah.
But is that implying that the Malacha that you're going to do on Erev Shabbos or Yom Kippur is Asar at that time? Or that's implying that it just reminds me that it's Asar on Shabbos itself?
No, let's say you started doing malacha on Shabbos, right before Motzei Shabbos. So you started that Veira, right now it's Aser, but there's no time to finish. So do you say that Chatzi Malacha is Aser in that case? Okay. So that's one question. How do you understand Chazit Tarufe? Now, that in turn will impact a second question, which stands somewhat independently, but it may be contingent on the first question, maybe. And that is, what's the nature of Isser Chatzi Shir? Let's say you go ahead and you do it. You eat chatzi zayis, chatzi koseves on Yom Kippur. So what did you violate? Let's say you go ahead, you do chatzi malacha on Shabbos, assuming that chatzi shir applies. What did you violate, Benji?
Either a lesser level of Shabbat or the independent issue of
chatzi shir. Right. So that's going to depend on this other question: which iser was violated when you did the malacha? Did you violate a general category of the Torah, or did you violate an iser that's just not liable to punishment? Okay. So there are a couple of important nafkaminas to this question. So one of them, anybody see the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam and Shara Sakana? Q, you saw it?
Yeah.
You found it? I gave the page number even.
Yeah.
Wasn't there?
No, it was. It's just hard to find. I don't even remember what subject it was under.
Sakana.
Yeah.
Do you remember what he said?
He said, you're talking about a woman who's pregnant.
Uh oh. Might have the wrong case.
Oh.
Did he talk about Chatzi Shir?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're feeding a woman who's pregnant.
Oh, yeah. Yom
Kippur, Pachod Mikashir.
Excellent. Right. So what's his suffix?
I think there's a Gemara or something that says you feed her less than
Hakala Kal Kodem.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he's like, what are you talking about? Sakana, shouldn't you just feed her whatever amount?
Right.
And he answers, you feed her in portions that are less than that are chatzi shir. I think that's what he said.
Okay, close. Right, similar. Okay. And the Gemara talks about if you have a woman who gets sick on or she's sick on Yom Kippur, so we say she's not she's embas hakana, so machilin osa kal kal kodem. Right, so you give her the lighter iser first. So let's say you have a choice of like three different levels of isurim, you try to feed her the lighter iser first. Then, or now you have a choice, or you could just give her chatzi shir, right? Which is also doesn't have the punishment, doesn't have the full shame iser. So the Ramban is mesupak. Do we say hakala kal kodem even within chatzi shir? Meaning everyone agrees that chatzi shir is lighter iser than giving her a full-fledged kizayis or a koseves, right? Because chatzi shir, it's only aser minatoy, you're not going to get malchus. Everyone agrees that you should try to give her a lighter, as light of an Isra as you can. The question is, let's say now I have Chatzi Kezayis Nevela, and I have Chatzi Kezayis Trefa, and I have Chatzi Kezayis of like Basar B'chalav, whatever. So does the hierarchy of Isurim apply even Pachas Mikashir? So the Ramban has 2 days in Shara Sakana. So that is taking a stand, or that's actually vacillating between these two different approaches to Chatzi Shir. Because if the Shem Isser is retained less than a Kezayis, so then of course it'll apply Kalakal Kodem even within a Chatzi Shir. Because you have Chatzi Shir, so I have to do Chatzi Shir of the lighter Isser. But if you say that Chatzi Shir Asam Na Torah is just a generic blanket Isser that the Torah has, not that there's this is Chatzi Shir of Nevela and this is Chatzi Shir of Trefa, then it won't make a difference how you feed her. Meaning you won't apply Kalakal Kodem to Chatzi Shir. Okay, that's one important afkamina to this question. Another nafkamina is more of a cute nafkamina that my father quoted from the Rav. That let's say somebody eats Chatzi Shir on Yom Kippur. So do you view them as having been mevatel their tanis because they ate Chatzi Shir on Yom Kippur? Or do you say, no, they violated a general Isser of Chatzi Shir, but they're still fasting on Yom Kippur? So an important nafkamina would be, Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a chiddush where he says that if you're not fasting on Yom Kippur, then you can't get an aliyah on Tfilas Mincha. You can't get an aliyah in the for Kriyas Torah. So if you say that you just violated a blanket Isser of Chatzi Shir Asam Na Torah, then you're standing with respect to the Tfilah of Yom Kippur is in full force. But if you violated, or you're not le'inyan Chatzi Shir, you're not considered to have fasted on Yom Kippur, then you're excluded. More important nafkamina, this is a third nafkamina to this question, is the Gemara in Shavuos on Daf Chaf Beis. Can anybody see the Psak of the Rambam in that Gemara? I gave you the Rambam without giving you the Gemara. Yeah? What? Rambam in Shavuos. What? Yeah. Yeah, you saw it? Okay, so what does Rambam say?
Rambam says that you are chayav. I mean, that you are chayav to fulfill your shavua on a chatzi shir of something.
Excellent. Like so you take a shavua to not eat chatzi shir of something, which is asur already. So Rambam says you have to uphold your shavua, right?
It's not like, it's not connected to Torah. Basically.
Right, exactly. Normally we say, if I take a shavua not to eat a kezayis of chelev, so is my shavua chal?
Doesn't mean anything.
Why? Right, because you're nishba l'kayim es mitzvah, and you're kvar mushba v'omid mer Sinai. Right, it's like a shvuah being chal on a shvuah. So Ram here, paskens a shvuah is chal. Why is that problematic?
Well, it has to be taken aside that it's independent chatzi shir. Otherwise, it's just saying it's a mini. If it's a mini iser of eating basar nevela chal, whatever it is,
shouldn't be chal, right?
Then it shouldn't be chal.
Right.
It has to be saying it's independent of something else.
Good. So this isn't just a problem for the Rambam. The Rishonim asked this question on the Gemara already. But the thing is that some Rishonim say that Gemara, which says that the Shavua is Chal, is only according to... It's one day in the Ran. It's only according to Rish Lakish. Meaning, if you hold Chatzi Shir as Mutter Minat Torah, then you could also maintain that your Shavua will be Chal. That's one day in the Ran. Could be that the Ravaz says something similar also.
The same question applies either way. If it's also Minotaur, then there's still a problem of Mushra the Omid Meher Sinai. And if Chatzi Shir is also Minotaur as an independent Isser of Chatzi Shir, there still would be a problem of Mushra.
Okay, so we'll get to that in a second. Yeah. So somehow, so the one day in the Ran is that the day in the Gemara that holds that the Shavua could be Chal is only if you hold Chatzi Shir as Mutter Minotaur. Problem is the Raman Paskins, also Minotaur, any Paskins that Gemara. So there you could answer how the second day in the Ran. Yeah, what's the second day in the Ran? And I think maybe the Radvaz suggests something similar to that.
I didn't understand this so much, but he said something like, since there's no lav, so to speak, it's like a heter.
He says there's no lav, or it's not a lav like Hamafurosh?
I don't know exactly.
What do you say?
That the Shavua and the Torah only applies to things that are Hamafurosh.
Excellent. Yeah. The Ran's second day is that the din of Mujba v'Omid Me'ar Sinai only applies to things that are expressly articulated in the Torah. So things that are learned out from a drasha don't fall into this category of Mujba v'Omid Me'ar Sinai. It's a very interesting shita. That's establishing a hierarchy in our levels of Doraisas. There are things that are Doraisa, and there are things that are hinted at or have sources in the Torah but aren't expressly mentioned. Just note, I don't know if I mentioned this when we did it, but the Ramban on Daf Ayin Gimel had an interesting comment about Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim. Did we talk about this? When we discussed Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim, we weren't sure whether it's an Av, a separate Av, like the Yushalmi suggested according to Rabbi Yehuda, or whether it's a Toldav Hotzah. So the Ramban argued that it has to be a Toldav Hotzah. Why? What was his proof? Ramban and Daf Ayin Gimel. Excellent Ramban. It's very much in line with this Ran in Shavuos. Because the Ramban said, we know from the Gemara that you get Misa for Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim. Because the Gemara suggests that the Mekoshesh on Shabbos, Vayish Mekoshesh Eitzim Yom HaShabbos, he got Misa, and one day in the Gemara is that he violated Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim. So Ramban said, if Dalet Amos was a separate Isser, then it couldn't be that you would get Misa from it. Because you can't get Misa from a Halacha Moshe Misinai if it was independent. Once we come along and say that Dalet Amos Parshas Rabim is a subcategory of Hotzah, the Isser Hotzah of Shabbos, so then it makes sense to say you could get Misa. But you can't get Misa from something that's just a Misorah, that it's Aser. In order for it to have Misa, it has to be more explicit. And that's still a little peculiar because it's not like Hotzah, well maybe Hotzah is actually, but the Malachos aren't actually expressly, they're not expressed in the Torah. But the point is similar. You couldn't have an Onesh Misa for Halacha Moshe Misinai. So the Ran here is saying that maybe Mujbav Omid Mi'ar Sinai is only on things that are explicit in the Torah. So the, again, my father quoted from the Rav a different explanation to this this idea. That the Rav wanted to say that maybe the Rambam saying that Chati Shir is only an Isser Klali. It's only a general Isser. So since it's a general Isser, so if you come along and you say that now I'm Assering Chati Shir of Chelev, so now it's going to be Asser as an Isser Prati. So in essence, if since generally it's only an Isser Klali, the way the Torah asers it as a generic Isser, kind of like a blanket Isser. You're coming along and you're asering this particularly, so now there's room for your Shavuot to be Chal, because you're not Mushba V'Omed Mehar Sinai as an Isser Prati. So Rav was arguing for the Ram, you could say Chatzis Shir is Asur Minat Torah, you don't have to give any of the Ram's answer, and that's because in general it's B'Torah's Isser Klali, now that you're asering it expressly, so it's going to become an Isser Klali. So, in that situation where you're adding to what was given at Sinai, so then we don't say Mojav Omen Me'er Sinai. Okay, that was a suggestion that the Rav gave. If you step out of the question of Chatzis Shir Asur Minat Torah, so you also have another source that points to this kind of generic shame to things that are Pachas Mikashir. You have an interesting sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos. What happens if you eat something that's Pachas Mikazayas? Do you make a Birchas Hananin before?
Yeah.
Before?
Yeah.
You do? You make a Bircha Achrona?
No.
No, just a Birchas Hananin. That's what we pass in. So you could eat half an apple. Let's say you to have a slice of an apple. So what bracha do you make? You make a height. So Rabbeinu Yonah reads the Gemara differently. Rabbeinu Yonah reads that Gemara Brachos as saying that if you're going to eat chatzi zayis of a pri or of a vegetable, so you'd only make shahakal, no matter what you're eating.
Because there's no need. So doesn't even support the idea that you can. That doesn't actually matter. Like you can have basar b'chalav because it doesn't, like the content of what you're eating doesn't actually matter.
Right. Meaning you might say that supports the idea that when you're dealing with Pachas Mikashir, so the specific shame of what you have becomes insignificant. So you're not going to make Ha'et, you're not going to make a Hadama, you make a general Bracha of Shahakol when you're dealing with Pachas Mikashir. Okay, so these are all taking a stance on this question of whether the nature of Chati Shir is as a specific Isser of that shame Isser, just less than the Shir, or whether Chati Shir is a generic prohibition. When it comes to Shabbos specifically, you might have an important Afkamina. Let's say someone B'mezid eats Chati Shir. So do you view, we say that a mumar l'chal Shabbos is a mumar l'chal Torah kula. So would you say that somebody who violated Chatzis Shir on Shabbos, that he's now considered a mumar l'chal Torah kula? If Chatzis Shir is just a generic Isser, you'd say, fine. He's a mumur le'inyan chatzishir. But le'inyan Isser Shabbos, he has a clean slate. That's the background. That's about the nature of Isser chatzishir. What about when we come to Shabbos? Yeah.
Another question that I think comes up in the Gemara in Yuma is a question about Maisa. I think that, right, because, I mean, Reish Lakish's answer seems to be that there's no Maisa Chila if you pass the Tachos and pass
the
Shir.
Right. So sometimes you might have a Shir as defining a Maisa.
Shir might be defining a Maisa, but I think meaning the Maisa might define, yeah, it goes back and forth, but I think kind of if we reapply that to our question in Shabbos, right, if the problem of not having Hanacha is that you haven't done a complete Maisa of what's up, then maybe it would be very parallel to doing eating Chatzis Shir of
right, so Gideon's pointing out, we'll get this in a minute, is that you might distinguish here between just, not in the nature of Chatzis Shir, but you might have to look at different Yisurim differently. When is the Shir essential or defining to the action, and when is the Shir kind of just a Shir in how much of the action you're doing, right? Or you might also distinguish the different kinds of Yisurim. I might see the Yishalmi in Shumos. So what do the Yishalmi say?
I think I focused on the difference between Achila and Maisa.
Okay, but the Shami said that Moda Reish Lakish in three cases.
It was young people there's something with Achila, I can't remember.
Right. Yom Kippur.
Yisuri Hana.
Yisuri Hana. And Daito Lahashlim.
Yeah.
Right? Those are three cases in the Yishami. So it's not clear, the Achronim argue as to why, what those cases are, meaning by Yom Kippur. It's not clear if that's referring to Achila on Yom Kippur
or
Malach on Yom Kippur. Right, so all those are ambiguous cases. But why is Reish Lakish mode in those cases? So you might have to say that for some reason there are certain cases where everybody agrees. Because sometimes the shear is less consequential. Even Bekolshu, the Isser is full flesh. But what's important about this source in Yuma when we want to generalize this to Shabbos? Chatzis Shir in the Gemara really only comes up in this context. Chatzis Shir Aser Min HaTorah or Mutar Min HaTorah. What's the question about when we're wondering about Chatzis Shir and Shabbos? That's the most basic question you have to ask. You're looking at Shas, you find Chatzis Shir in the Gemara in Ein Dalet Numa, and now I want to know what about Zeukar v'Zeh Meniach? So what's my first question going to be? Q.
I guess on a local level, this is in the context of, it's in a different context. How broad does the Chatzis Shir apply?
Yeah, how general is the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Right? So, where would you draw the line? If you just had the Gemara, you just have the Gemara in Yuma, which is really what you have.
Right. I don't know. I guess
you're a Rishon and you're staking out the terrain.
If I'm gonna be like very picky, the case in which it's brought by Yom Kippur.
Okay, so there's a problem with that. To say just Yom Kippur.
Right, no.
I mean, why can't you say just Yom Kippur?
Because
Kol Chelev. Excellent. Because right, the Gemara quotes a source which is more expansive mm-hmm. than Yom Kippur.
So you've got at least three cases, but possibly more. The question is, how do you learn Kol Chelev, and how essential is that to...
Okay, so what would you say from Kol Chelev? Where would you draw the line, maybe? So what's the category of Kol Chelev?
Kol Chelev is, specifically... It's amounts of something, specifically eating.
Okay, eating.
Yeah, so, I mean, that seems to be a general case.
Right, so you might say that if you want to generalize Kol Chelev, so you draw the line at Machalos Asuros.
Right.
At Isurim...
Well... Because it works with Yom Kippur also.
Yeah, Yom Kippur is an Isra Achila. So anything that's under the category of Machalos Asuros would have an Isra of Chatzis Shir Aser Min HaTorah. And then you could ask like borderline cases. What about Isurim that relate to food, but let's say aren't Isuri Achila per se? I don't know, maybe you could extend it there. Like Chatzis Shir Ba'yura Ba'yimatzeh is very controversial. You violate Ba'yura Ba'yimatzeh having Chatzis Shir of Chametz in your house. So you might limit it to Machalos Asuros. Who suggests that? There's an Achron who suggests that, and everyone quotes that as his Shita. Gabe, you see it? Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi suggested in the Tshuva, and everyone else picks up on it as the Shita of the Chacham Tzvi. That Chatzis Shir Aser Min HaTorah is only a din in Machalos Asuros. Okay. Now, that's his position. And then, for sure, you wouldn't extend it. You're not going to extend it outside Machalos Asuros. And there's not even a Havamina to extend it to Shabbos. I gave you a lot of Makoros, that there are some dinim where we say that, let's say, generally it's the iser is bepruta, but with respect to this din, we say that it's even aser bekolshu. Right? I give you examples of geneva, mi'ila, ribis. All those isurim exist bekolshu. The question is why? Are they bekolshu because the Torah asers mi'ila without a shear, and the Torah asers geneva without a shear? Or is it because, meaning with respect to those isurim, the shear is insignificant, or is the Torah simply saying that there's an isser of chatzis shear when it comes to geneva, there's an isser of chatzis shear when it comes to mi'ila, and there's an isser of chatzis shear when it comes to ribis? So I give somebody a loan, I'm going to ask that he gives me a percentage of ribis, which is going to be less than a shavar pruta. So the Mishnah Melech, the Magen Mishnah, the Prisha, they all slip in isser chatzis shear for all these isurim. Right, so clearly they assume that it has a much broader scope. Whereas the Chacham Tzvi was saying, no, it's limited to Machalos Asuras. So that's going to be one question, one hurdle. Could you expand Chatzis Shir beyond Machalos Asuras? What's going to be the second hurdle? Dealing with Hotza.
Yeah, was it what I said before? It doesn't have to be the same amount of the same thing, or just different parts?
Okay, that's getting back to, I think, what Gabe was saying also.
Okay.
But that's not unique to Shabbos.
Right.
I think that's just a question about which isurim focus on a maisa, which isurim focus on a certain amount of something.
Okay.
Right? Let's give you another hurdle with Shabbos. Chana, what do you think? Anybody see the Rashbam in Bava Basra and then Nehemiah Beis? So let's look at the Rashbam in Bava Basra and Nehemiah Beis towards the bottom. He talks about a chatzi grogeris there. Am I have it?
Almost.
What? You got it, kids? And then hammer base towards the bottom. Shpam. Pam Asra.
Yeah.
Gabe, you have it?
Maybe it's only Shpam and Arab Sachem.
It's probably just under Rashi.
Really?
What's the Dibar Macha?
I don't know. It's like a one-liner. Probably second to last, do you wear a mask on the page?
Could it be
Avar Zmana?
What?
Avar Zmana?
I don't think so. Are you in Psachim? Sounds like a Psachim question.
Really?
Oh, there they don't have it bolded.
What's the Dira Mafia?
I think I found it.
Yeah. So, is the second to last one? המוציא אוכלין חייב בגרגרת, בשבת מלאכת מחשבת עשרה תרה, ולא חשיבה הוצא דבר חשוב לפחות מגרגרת.
Excellent. So the Rashbam here says that there's no iser of carrying on Shabbos pachas migrogeres. Generally the shear, we'll see in the Mishnah in Hamatznia, gives a shear for how much you have to carry of everything in order to be chayiv. So the Rashbam says that there's no iser chatzi shear of hutza when you carry chatzi gogeres. Why? Because malachas machshavas asar Torah, when it comes to the category of Shabbos, so you need a higher level of malacha than you need in general for Isurim. So the Torah only asers malachas machshavas. So in Shabbos, there's no iser of chatzis shir. That's a big chiddush.
Wait, because he thinks half a shir is not malacha machshavas.
Right, doing a malacha on half a shir is not a davar chashuv, and therefore it's not bechal malachas machshavas. Okay, now. That model of having a higher standard for Malacha and Shabbos we find elsewhere. Right? Dabar Shein Miskavin. Right? Or let's say a Malacha Shein Tzvicha Legufa. The whole concept of a Ptur Malacha Shein Tzvicha Legufa is only true in the context of Shabbos. And it's not true in Kol Tara Kula. Because of Malacha Smach Shabbos Asur Torah. You have a higher standard for the Ptur Mekalkel. And Mekalkel is Patur and Shabbos because of Malacha Smach Shabbos. Fine. So you might say that even if Chatzis Shir is Asur Min HaTorah, when it comes to Shabbos, Chatzis Shir will be Mutter. Because Malachas Machshavah is Asur Torah. So even if you get over the Chacham Tzvi's hurdle, if you want to say that Chatzis Shir is Asur on Shabbos, you have to get over this hurdle of the Rashban. Okay. Now what evidence is there in the Gemara on Shabbos that Chatzis Shir applies? Is there any reason to believe that there's Nisr Chatzis Shir on Shabbos? Have we? Yeah. Chana, yeah?
I mean, because they ask about, like, if you, like, do a chotz pachom
Excellent. So the Gemara on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay, so the Gemara on Shabbos on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Everyone turn to Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph for a moment. The two dots at the top of the page. Gabe, you see it?
Mm-hmm.
So take a read the Gemara for a second, very quickly.
Yeah.
So the essential question here is you have food in front of you, and you want to eat. So every time you pick out a piece of food, you're essentially violating an av melacha. Right, so how do you get around that on Shabbos? What does the Gemara say? So it's not clear what's saying, because the Gemara says bor and then it says lo yivor, right? So it's stira minei ube. So what's the Gemara? My kamar.
My kamar. Amar lahachi kamar. Bor v'ochel lubo bayom uvor miniach lubo bayom ulamachar.
Kama ulamachar.
Ulamachar lo yivor.
Right, so this is the distinction, right? They say there are three heterim when it comes to bor, like miyad, biyad, and liyad. Miyad, biyad, and liyad. Oh, something like that. What?
The third one's different, though.
Miyad, biyad, and something else, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now this is something else. But so here we're saying that if you're doing it just for Shabbos, send us a hat there. If you're doing it for after Shabbos, it's awesome. Good. What's the... Go on.
Maskular, pista, v'chimuter lafos l'lo bayom, v'chimuter l'vash l'lo bayom.
Right. Borer is defined as an iser malacha. You never find that a malacha, it's not like chol ha-moed where l'tzorach yom tov is mutter. Right. There's no din that bone is mutter l'tzorach Shabbos. Okay, so el amar avchizda.
El amar avchizda, borer v'ocha pachos mikishir, borer miniach pachos mikishir.
Ooh, okay. So now the Gemara is saying that if you do pachos mikishir, it's okay. Aye, what happened to Chatz Yishir Asur min HaTorah? Maybe. So who challenges that? Who challenges that Chatz Yishir Asur? Rav Yosef. Maskefa Rav Yosef.
Maskefa Rav Yosef v'chimuter afos pachas mikishir.
Yeah.
So there's a... You're not allowed
anything. That's Rav Yosef challenges Rav Chisda on the account of Chatz Yishir. Rav Chisda said it's mutter to do Chatz Yishir. And Rav Chisda said, how could it be? So Rashi here has an interesting comment. V'chi mutter lafo is pachos mikashir. What says Rashi? Okay. Nhi dechi of chatas laka.
Nhi dechi of chatas laka. Yisura mi'aika. V'chaim lan chatz Yishir asa minatara v'chak ba'basur
v'yama. This is very interesting. So Rashi explicitly links this Shaila Nayin Dalet Amud Aleph about Bishul and Borer Pachas Mikashir with the Gemara on the same daf in Yuma. Right, Ayin Dalet in Shabbos and Ayin Dalet in Yuma. Now it's not clear, as Gabe was pointing out, how that relates to Machlokas Rav Chisda and Rav Yosef. Are Rav Chisda and Rav Yosef aligning alongside the Machlokas of Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish? And Rav Chisda would paskin the Chatz Yishir's Mutter and Rav Yosef is paskining Aser? Or will you say that they both paskin kol Torah kula like Rabbi Yochanan, Chatz Yishir's Aser min HaTorah, or at least in Machalos Hasuros? The question is, do you extend that Iser to Hilchos Shabbos? Okay, that's not clear in the Shaka V'Tari here in the Gemara. Okay? But you have an explicit Gemara and Rashi who links this question to Chatz Yishir of kol Torah kula.
If that was the case, then wouldn't that just be the answer for why?
Rav Chisda. But Rav Chisda, I mean, the Gemara doesn't tell us what Rav Chisda, whether, like, was this a defeating question that now Rav Chisda is forced to retreat from Rav Yosef? Or Rav Chisda gave his answer?
Rav Yosef basically challenges both their answers and says, no, actually, it's for a different reason. But if that,
I thought Rav Chisda had his suggestion. Rav Yosef, the Gemara had its suggestion, Lubo Bayom. Rav Chisda didn't like it, so he said Chatz Yishir. Then Rav Yosef didn't like his, and he suggested Chatz Yishir. Rav Yosef didn't like it, and he suggested Borer v'ochel biyad, Borer miniach biyad, and just bikli is aser.
Right, so if he just disagreed with the Chatz Yishir, then he would just said Chatz Yishir is not aser mitzvah, instead of like coming up with like a different reason why this Borer special.
Well, isn't that what Rav Chisda is assuming? I mean, Rav Yosef is assuming that there isn't a Ser Chatz Yishir. Rav Chisda seems to be assuming there isn't. So yours, right? So I'm saying it's not clear whether, and now, okay, so Rav Chisda just forgot about that din, and Rav Yosef reminded him, and now he would agree. Or, like, they argue about this point. I'm saying that could be because they both side up with the various sheet that was in Yuma, or they both hold Rav Yochanan, but when it comes to Shabbos, there's a reason to demur. That's a suggestion. That's the Gemara in Shabbos Hayin Daled, and here there definitely seems to be an explicit discussion about Chatzis Shir. What about, what's the evidence that there is no Isser Chatzis Shir? This is the Tosefta that I think Benji was quoting before, Tosefta and Beitza. Tosefta Beitza? Daled? Daled Daled?
I don't
remember
looking at
Tosefta. What?
I don't remember looking at
Tosefta. You don't remember seeing Tosefta? So the evidence in Tosefta seems to be a little different. What do we have in the Tosefta? Anybody see it? Tosefta and Beitza Daled. Is it a Daled Daled or Daled Beitz?
Is it long?
It shouldn't be so long.
Daled Beitz is really short.
Actually, I think it's Daled Daled, really.
It looks better.
So, Q, you have it?
Yeah.
So, what does the Tosefta there say? Talk about Oreg. So you have a wild sheet of Rabbi Lazar. Marz did Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar holds that if you do an ariga of one string, chayev chatas. But the Chum disagree. What does Chum say? If you do one string, or whatever the other case is there, is that kasav os achas also?
They don't specify the cases, but the cases are arig chut achad,
and
katev ot achad.
Yeah, kosev os achas, and orig chut achad. So Rabbi Elazar says you're chayiv because Rabbi Elazar denies the shear of shtei chutin. The Chacham disagree. The Chacham say, what do you violate if you do one of them?
A
shvus. Whoa, why do you violate a shvus? Shouldn't you violate an isser of chatzis shear asim na Torah? Tosefta says you violate only a shvus. Shvus is either a dabanan or it's a specific isser of Hilchos Shabbos. And the next cases there are ein meraktim, right? All the cases of the Mishnah and Beitza. Of the Shvus and Drabanos, seemingly Drabanos. So if Chatzishir is also in the Torah, so why does Tosefta have to come out to Shvus? Tell me Chatzishir also in the Torah.
Perhaps for Shvus, it's Kol Shehu, is the Shear for us, anything works, but so even if it's Chatzishir of Malacha, before you fall into that category, it immediately is caught in the subcategory or the background category of Shvus.
I mean, you might say that, like, it's true that you also violate Chatzishir.
Every possible to make Shear is automatically Shvus.
Right, but isn't it a stronger Isser to violate Chatzis Shir Asur Min HaTorah than to violate a Shvus which bepashas is Din Drabanan?
Well, not if it's a Din D'Oraisa specifically
the Shabbat. If Shvus is Din D'Oraisa, I mean.
Yes. It only works if only makes sense if it's Din D'Oraisa.
Right. But the problem is that pashtos those Shvusim in that Tosefta there are Drabanan.
Yeah.
Right? So, right. So if you look in the Mefarshim on Tosefta, so a lot of them say, oh, you see from this Tosefta that there's no Isser Chatzis Shir D'Oraisa on Shabbos. Okay, against the Gemara on Ayin Dalid about Borer and Afia. Is there a way to be Miyashev the Tosefta with the Gemara on Ayin Dalid? What?
I guess if you
can only say something that you're willing to back up. You can't throw out a svara and then deny accountability. So you have a Tosefta, which talks about Oreg Chut Echad. We have and Kosev Osachas. Then we have the Gemara about Borer Chatzis Shir and Ofa Chatzis Shir. And they give us contradictory implications about Chatzis Shir.
Just a practical question. How are you Borer Chatzis Shir?
Borer?
Yeah. What would you take out that's not?
I think so. Here they assume that in order to violate Borer, you'd have to do a grogeres worth. Ashi here says pachas mikrogeres.
Okay.
Like kotzer, you have to do a grogeres worth. So what do you say, Gabe?
Well, we're talking about different malachos and the different.
So is that relevant that we're dealing with different malachos? I think that's where Achana was going, but. Maybe it is.
It could be relevant.
Maybe it's like you can add more of the same thing. Like if you're Ofa, Chatzis Shir, then like you can't just like add more and then be Ofa that also. That doesn't work. But if you write one letter and then if you write another letter, then like you're doing the same thing and more Shir.
So which one
so
is more like, easy to Aser Pachas Mikashir?
It's easier to Aser. It's so you.
According to what you're saying.
Okay, so then that's backwards. Never mind.
Right, I'm saying it comes out backwards a little bit. So what might you say? So is it a coincidence that the two cases in the Tosefta are also listed in the Mishnah on Shabbos on Ayin Gimel, when the Mishnah gives us the Avos Melachos. What? Right, exactly. So you might say that the Mishnah here defines the different Melachos of Shabbos, and in defining the Melachos of Shabbos, Ksivas Os Achas doesn't have a Shem Melacha at all. Because part of the definition of writing might be the smallest unit, assuming you can't have one letter of words like I or A, right? That the smallest unit of Ksiva is two letters. Pachos mi beis osios doesn't have a din of Ksiva whatsoever. That's why the Mishnah says that the Isser of Ksiva, it's not an Isser Ksiva, and then later on in the Gemara we find out, by the way, you have to do two osios in order to be chayiv. The stipulated definition of the Malacha is beis osios. Similarly, I think when it comes to Oreg, the Mishnah says, v'ha'oreg shnei chutin. So some Achronim will suggest that when you have a shear listed in the Mishnah, then it's not just a shear and how much of the Malacha you have to do, it is the definition of the Malacha, and anything less is not a Malacha at all. I'll just throw it out there right now. It's interesting then that the Mishnah, when it talks about Hotzah, it says Hamutzi Mirshus Lershus. Right, so it might be that Akira and Hanacha are somehow more of a shear in the Malacha than Beis Osios. You might say that, if you take that logic. But if that's the case, and you don't have a steer anymore between the Tosefta and Beitza and the Gemara and Shabbos, and that finds out. Now, even if you get over that hurdle, okay, so we have one question about whether you could generalize outside of Machalos Asuros, contra the Chacham Tzvi. You have another question whether you could apply it to Shabbos. And there you have the Rashbam in Baal Basra, who seem to say that you can't extend it to Shabbos, because Melech Smach Shabbos Asur Torah, and anything less is not Melech Smach Shabbos. Let's say you do want to extend it to Shabbos. So maybe you can't extend it to Hotzah Dafka. Maybe there'll be an Isser Chatzis Shir for most of the Malachos, but not for Isser Hotzah, which happens to be the case that the Rashbam was talking about in Baal Basra. So why would you already be mechalik between Hotzah and every other Malacha and extending Chatzis Shir? What? Malacha Gruahi. You say it with a big smile.
It's a go-to.
It's a go-to. Okay, so you say it somewhat facetiously.
I mean it seriously, but it's just like I've seen it so often. Like,
right, so who actually says that?
Does Tosfot actually say it?
No, Tosfot doesn't say it. But the Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan Spector shares your sentiment. Right? Sometimes it's like the big fallacy that when you find one anomaly and then you have another anomaly, so you kind of associate the two of them. Like there's one thing that's inexplicable, another thing that's inexplicable, so you assume that they both, explain each other. So Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan Spector in Shuvas Ber Yitzchak, Simen Tes Vav Anach Vav, so he says that maybe Chati Shir, even if it is Asur and Shabbos, okay, like the Pashas and the Gemara 9 Dalet Amar Aleph, according to Rav Yosef, it won't apply to Otzah because Otzah is a Malacha Gruhi. Now, you might actually distinguish between different components of Otzah. Why? How so?
I mean, it would be much easier comparison if we're talking about carrying less than a Shir across
the Shir. Carrying Pachas Mikashir, let's say the case that the Rashbam was talking about in Nunhein Babasra, is a case where you're doing a full-fledged Maisa Hotzah, you're just doing it on half of a shear. So there, we'll say Chatzishir Asur Mutar, in that case. Just forget about the Rashbam for a second. That would be one case of Hotzah. Let me give you the other case. The other case of Hotzah would be the Rashash's case.
You walk through the dollar.
No. What's the Rashash's case? Zeoka v'zemeniach. What? That's the case in Dav Kima that Rashash is talking about. So you have one case of Chatzis Shir, Vze Oka Vze Meniach. You have another case of Chatzis Gogeres. You also have a third case that Gabe is suggesting. What about walking three Amos and Rosh Hasharabim? Okay. But
the second case is a pretty hard sell. Like, we don't see anything like that. We don't see, like, if you partially cook something, you cook it halfway, we don't complete the cooking, that's Chatzis Shir.
But the Rashash actually says it's Chatzis Shir.
He says that Okazemaniah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that's an assumption.
Yeah, it's a huge assumption.
Which isn't at all
100%. I agree. Okay. So you have two different cases of chutzah. Ze ukav ze miniach and carrying chatzi grogeres. So which one of them, I think is what you're saying, which one of them is more intuitively going to be asur b'chatzi shir? Chatzi grogeres. Right? Because there you're doing a full-fledged malacha, just you haven't carried enough of a chevetz. Right? So Bizal Chanan, actually, interestingly enough, says, and this is consistent with his argument, the grounds for his argument, so he says, I think that both of them should be mutter. I mean, even if Chatzi Shir is Asar on Shabbos, both Chatzi Grogeres and Ze'o Kavaz HaMiniach both should be mutter on Shabbos, even if, in general, Chatzi Shir is Asar on Shabbos. Why? Because Hotzah Malacha Gruhi relates to both components of the Malacha. It's a din in the nature of the Malacha, not a din in a specific act or a specific component of the Malacha. That's what he suggests. Okay, then it's fascinating. He says, but I came across Hagos Mordechai. Okay, so look, turn to the Hagos Ashri. This is on the Rush in the beginning of the 8th parak of Shabbos. So the Rush, right in the beginning of the 8th parak of Shabbos. And look at the first Hagos Ashri there. Okay, do you have it? So what does the Hagos Ashri say?
Yeah.
So the Hagos Ashri says, all the shiurim that the Mishnah gives with respect to Hotzah are only le'inyan chiyav chatas, but le'inyan in Isser d'oraisa, you have an Isser d'oraisa even on Chatzi Shir. And his proof is from the Gemara here in Ayin Dalet, what we say by Afiyah and Borer. Right? So Yitzchak Kochanan says, wow, I came across this Hagos Ashri. He's like, so it must be that I could only apply my Svar to Ze'uk of Zaminyach. This is an interesting phenomenon. So what he's suggesting ultimately is that I can't apply it indiscriminately to both aspects of Hutzah. So I'm only going to say that Ze'uk of Zeminiach is Mutter, Chatzi Grogeres is Asur Min HaTorah. That's Rabbi Yitzchak Kochanan's suggestion. But if you look at, anybody see the Ramban on Sadi Dalet? It's the Ramban on Sadi Dalet and the Hirshel Rambans make this Diak explicitly. Ramban there had a whole suggestion about the Isser Karmelis. And Ramban wanted to know, could I say Ein Gozer Gzera, a kind of an Ein Gozer Gzera L'Gzera? Meaning, let's say a Karmelis is only Rosh Hasharabim Midrabana. It's not defined as a Daraisa Rosh Hasharabim. So Ramban wanted to know, why can't I, if I do a Drabanan in a Karmelis, a Drabanan Hotzah in a Karmelis, Shimutu L'Gamri? And the example that he gives is, why can't I carry a Chatzi Grogeres in a Karmelis? Which would be a drabanan in a drabanan. So the footnotes there point out, you see the Ramban holds, the Ramban assumes that Chatzi Grogeres is on Shabbos is only asur mi drabanan against the Hagos Ashri over here. So it emerges, you have machlokes rishonim whether Chatzi Grogeres on Shabbos in Hotzah is an isur daraisa or an isur drabanan. According to the Ramban, it's drabanan. According to the Hagos Ashri, it's an isur daraisa of Chatzi Shiras from the Torah. Then you also have a machlokes. Whether Ze'okar v'Zemeniach is an Isser Daraisa or an Isser Drabanan. According to the Rashash, Ze'okar v'Zemeniach is an Isser Daraisa of Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah, Rashash and Daf Gimel. According to Rabbi Yitzchak Kochanan, because of Hotzah Malacha Gruhi, Ze'okar v'Zemeniach will be Mutar L'Gamri. You have another suggestion, this time by the base mayor, but just point out that this question essentially turns on how you understand the relationship between the Akira and the Hanacha. Let's go back to the Meiri for a second on Daf Gimel. What was the Meiri's point on Daf Gimel and Beis? That even if you hold Yesh Yidil Chatzi Shir in general, when it comes to Ze Oker V'Ze Meiniach, you'll have to hold Ein Yidil Chatzi Shir. Why? Because Nakira without a Hanacha is not enough to have a shame of Yidia. I mean, until the Shas Hanacha, nothing happened in Hotzah. The whole thing is irrelevant. That was the argument of the Meiri and Daf Gimel and Beis. Meaning, even if in general you have an Isser Chatzi Shir, an Akira without a Hanacha is not Chatzi Shir. It's nothing. The Achronim say, it's not Chatzi Shir, it's Chatzi Malacha. Nothing happened. Because that's the Meir in Daf Gimel and Beis. Contrast that with what we saw also in Tosos on Sadi Gimel Amud Aleph. What did Tosos there say? On Sadi Gimel. We saw this Tosos. Excellent. Tosos there, the Gemara had two separate limudim for Shnayim She'asua. One for Ze'uk of Zameniach, and one for Shnayim She'asua. Both of them are Pater. Tosos said, why do I need a separate Gzeres HaKasuv to tell you that Ze'uk of Zameniach is Pater, whereas it's intuitive that Kasuv Os Achas is Pater? Why do I need a Gzeres HaKasuv to tell you that Kasuv Os Achas is Pater? I need a Gzeres HaKasuv to tell me Akir Blo Hanach. So what did Tosos answer? Exactly like he said. That I would have thought that Hotzah is really Usur, and just like the Hanacha is like an afterthought. So of course Chila for Shuyah is that a Hanacha is going to be Usur. That's the exact opposite of the Me'iria and Daf Gimel base. The Me'iria and Daf Gimel is assuming until you have a Hanacha, you had nothing. So it's going to be worse than, it's going to be better than Chasi Shir. In general, it's Chasi Shir, here it's nothing. Tosos says the exact opposite. Seems to be saying the exact opposite. In general, I would assume that there's no Isser whatsoever when you do half a shear, like Kasav Osachas, so it wouldn't be a problem. But Hotzah, there would be a fundamental problem. So it's going to be worse off than Chatzis Shear Asim Nator. Okay? So you have a Machokas all across the board. One final question when it comes to Hotzah is the third component. Ze'ok of Zemein Yach, we have Chatzis Gogaris, and then we have, let's say you walk Pachas Mikashir and Rosh Hashanah. So is there any Isser involved with that? So it's just interesting that the Ritva on Daf Ayin Dalid, right? What did the Ritva do in this case? Finally saw it. What?
Yeah, he said that you're not. There's no Akira Chafetz.
Excellent. So the Ritva said even if you hold there's an Isser Chatzis Shir for Chatzis Shir Bishul and Chatzis Shir of Borer, there's not going to be an Isser Chatzis Shir Doraisa for walking 3 amos in Rosh Hasharabim. Why? Because it's not Akiras Chepes Mkomo. This is a Ritva L'Shitaso in his definition of Akiras Chepes Mkomo. The Ritva 9 Gimel, the Ritva 9 Dalet, and the Ritva 9 Daf Beis. So the Ritva says there's not going to be an Isra Daraisa because until 4 Amos you haven't been Oger Dar Mkomo, meaning nothing really happened yet. But what's fascinating about the Ritva is that he holds an Isra Drabanan in that case. Doesn't he say that? Why is there an Isra Drabanan? If you pick up a Chepes and you walk around within a Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah Yachid, l'chora, it's inconceivable to say that there's an Isser Drabanan. Every time you pick up an object on Shabbos, you're violating an Isser Drabanan when you're walking around inside Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Yet, for the Ritva, there's an Isser Drabanan when you pick it up inside a Rosh Hashanah Rabim and walk 3 amos. It's hard to understand that. Why? Why would he say that? So if you assume like the Balamor, that every Dalet Amos is a separate Rosh Hashanah, like a new Rosh Hashanah Yachid, then you shouldn't have any Isser whatsoever. If you look at the Rambam in Perakid Beis, Halacha, Perakid Beis, towards the end of the Perak, the Rambam assumes, Davar Pasha, there's no Isser whatsoever for walking 3 amos in Rosh Hashanah. It's totally Motil Lagamri. Okay? For the Ritva, so there's an Isser Drabana. So you might say that's because he assumes that it's not about a quasi chila for shuyos. Then maybe the isser of dalet amos per shesarabim is just a duration. It's a shear in how much you're doing. So like Chana pointed out last time, of course you're not chayiv until you do the hanacha, but you view the isser as fundamentally having started mishas akira. So this goes back to the first 4 nafkaminas that we saw when we started. Distinctions between chila for shuyos and dalet amos per shesarabim. Whereas inside a rishus hayachid, you would not be chayiv whatsoever. There would be no Isser Drabanan for an Akir Blo Hanacha. When it comes to Dalet Amos Per Shisar Rabim, every Akira is already an Isser Drabanan. And then you have to do a certain shear in order to violate the Din D'Oraisa. So that's the question about whether you have an Isser of Chasi Shear when it comes to Shabbos. So you have one question, what is the Isser of Chasi Shear? Then you have a Shaila, is it limited to... Then you have two questions within what's the Isser of Chasi Shear. Do you view it as a Geder Midoraisa, as a Chshash, or do you view it as being an Isser of this particular Avera, this Isser? Then you have a question: is it limited specifically to Hilchos Macholos Asuros, like the Chacham Tzvi thought, or could it be generalized to other Isurim, like the Magen Mishnah and the Mishnah Lamelech and the Drisha did for the Rambam, Ribis, Meila, Gazel? Then we want to know: could you generalize it to Hilchos Shabbos? And there you have the hurdle of maybe Machs Machshavas Asher Torah, and Chassid Shir doesn't constitute Machs Machshavas. Then we have contrary evidence, the Gemara 9 Dalet and the Seftin Beitza. And then you might say, oh, you might say that it does extend to Shabbos. Fine, like the Gemara 9 Dalet, and the Tosef is just an exception that there we stipulate the definition of Malacha as being more than these two Osios. But even if you extend it to Shabbos, it's a further reach to say that Chassid Shir will extend to Malachas Hotza. As the Ber Yitzchak said, maybe Hotza is a Malacha Gruahi, and it won't extend, or that it's something more inherent, just the nature of an Akira B'lo Hanacha, that you haven't done anything yet. Then you'd end up distinguishing between the different components of Hutzah. And you would say that there might be an Iser Doraisa for Chatzi Gogeres, but there wouldn't be anything for Ze'oka V'Zameniach. So we saw Machlokas between the Hagolos Ashri and the Ramban, whether or not there's Chatzi Shir also Manatar for Chatzi Gogeres. And then you have a parallel question whether there's Chatzi Shir for Ze'oka V'Zameniach. Rashash thought there is, assuming you have the conditions of Chazud Sarufe. That's be Rashi and Daf Gimel and the Rashash. The Rashash is an interpretation of Rashi. But then we saw the Me'iri and Daf Gimel, where the Me'iri assumed that until you have a Hanacha, really nothing happened. There's no concept of Yesh Yediyah, the Chatzi Shir, when it comes to Hotza, because the category of Chatzi Shir isn't even relevant. Then you have Tosus and Tzadi Gimel and Aleph, who seems to have the opposite assumption, that a lot's happened, and you have a Yesh Yediyah, the Chatzi Shir, when it comes to Hotza. Okay. So that's our question of Chatzi Shir Asma Torah. So now we're going to move on in the Gemara and Daf Gimel. We're going to discuss a little bit about Tosos Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. Tosos says that even if you don't have Lifnei Iver, so there's still an Iser Drabanan, because you have a Chiyav Lahafrisho Mene Iser. So there's the question we're going to tackle on Asanam Ar Makomos tonight, is what's the Machlokas about Lifnei Iver? Do you need Trei Ibi Dinara in order to violate Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol? Does it have to be that the Avera could not have been violated without your input? Okay, is that accepted? And what does that tell you about Lifnei Iver? And then Tosfos is mechadish that even if you don't violate Lifnei Iver, there's still an Iser Drabanan. Okay. So, A, do you have to say it's only an Iser Drabanan? Maybe there's an Iser Doraisa even if you don't violate Lifnei Iver. Where does that Iser come from? Does it come from a kind of Kli Yisrael Ribim Zeh B'Zeh? Does it come from an Iser, what we'll say, Bezen Mitzuvan LaHafrisho, like we saw in the Rush? What's its nature? And there's a parallel question here, which was already raised, is what about this issue with Akum? What's the Isra Lifnei Iver or Mar Sayin here with the non-Jew that comes up? Okay, and then we'll take from there. We'll go into the Gemara on Daf Gimel Medalef to Gimel Beis. Akira Skufa, Akira Seif itself.
Okay. We should share on Sunday.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
I don't think we should.
Okay.
Oh, well. There's no reason to have share on Sunday. It's Thanksgiving weekend, right? So pick up Tuesday, right? Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Does your family celebrate?
What?
Does your family celebrate?
We have a massive celebration, Thanksgiving.
Massive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's not to celebrate? Especially when there's no shear.